7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wow, Lucky Charms!
Hearts, stars, and horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons,
hourglasses, rainbows, and tasty red balloons! Ta-da!
Whoa, mmm!
They're magically delicious!
Hi, yeah. Lucky!
Gah!
Get those charms!
Lucky's book!
Let's open it. Hearts, stars, and horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons,
hourglasses, rainbows, and tasty red balloons!
Mmm, they're tasty.
Lucky Charms cereal, part of a good breakfast.
Yeah, you heard correctly. It's 1930 UTC, and it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee on this very special day. This very special Irish day. Because it's March 17th in America, and that means everybody is Irish once again. And what do Americans know about Irish culture? Well, they know Lucky Charms.
Heart, stars, and horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons, hourglasses, rainbows, and tasty red balloons!
Lucky Charms! Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! It's a good excuse for going drinking. That's what St. Patrick's Day is in America. I avoid it entirely myself, and I always have, even when I did drink, because, let's face it, St. Patrick's Day is for amateurs. So I'm sitting here spending my St. Patrick's Day with a cat in the kitty business pit, and I'm drinking tea. What am I drinking today? Che Guanyin. Not the Yinding Che Guanyin, just the regular Che Guanyin. It's been a while. And it's delicious. Oh. But I've managed to anger the cat. Because in order to drink the tea, I had to stop petting the cat for just a second. Okay, look at this. Yeah, petting up a baby, it's so good. Oh, yeah, so, okay, I'm sitting here today just kind of going blah, because that's what I do these days. Maybe a doctor will call today on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, maybe all the snakes will leave Ireland, too. Maybe that will happen. Right, Pippa, you want to chase some snakes out of Ireland? Will that be fun for kitties?
Yes, that'd be fun for babies.
So I got a very squinty cat looking up at me as I scratch her face. It's a good baby. So anyway, I was sleeping earlier. And then all the drugs wore off, so I woke up. And that's why I'm up at this ungodly hour. Oh, I've been up for an hour now and it doesn't feel like it. I think the drugs are starting to kick in. Because I am kind of sitting here okay for right now. As long as I don't move from this position. Alright, well, since today is St. Patrick's Day, and everybody's Irish, let's listen to some Irish music right now.
From under my breath.
Tonight.
Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
That was Thin Lizzy and their song Jailbreak. And yes, Phil Lynott is Irish, or was Irish. How do you stop being Irish? I don't know. You die, I guess. But even in death, Phil Lynott, the bass player and singer for Thin Lizzy, the brains behind that unit, was an Irishman. And I wanted to hear some Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy is one of those bands that, not quite always on my radar when I was young. And so I didn't really begin to appreciate them until I was much, much older. A great band, nonetheless. All right, I think it's time to pour some more tea. The cat has left. The cat went to go do, I don't know, some kind of kitty business somewhere else. Oh, and as for me, I'm just semi-reclined here. Oh, my hip is being weird. But the good news is the drugs are kicking in because I don't feel the pain in my ankle right now. That's always a good sign. Oh, and this tea is mighty good. I mean, really good. I haven't had this in a while. It's delicious stuff. Well, I don't know. Do we need some more Irish music? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, you're going to drop some U2 on us? No. No, we have a strict no U2 policy here on the Dubious Goals Committee for various reasons that have been made clear a number of times, but if for some reason you feel like you need to have it explained to you once again, just drop me an email at tobe info@sdf.org. And I'll lay it down for you. Just say Bond no.
So we're losing physical proximity, obviously, through computer technology. Anything else?
I think we're losing intimacy. You can only love somebody that you know well. The average father in the U.S. spends less than 30 seconds communicating with his own children.
So we're losing physical communities. Anything else?
Anonymity, particularly in cyberspace, where you feel like you can get away with almost anything, from the family on up to the nation state.
So we're losing chat rooms and online salons and communication. Anything else?
Well, the capacity for self-deception, or what we might call interest groups. And I don't think those are communities.
So we're losing what the internet is promoting, cyber libertarianism. Anything else?
I think that the internet does promote sitting alone instantly, becoming absolute to reality. Do you have a grasp of reality, the way things really are in the world? Deadly. We need to spend as much time seeking all other ways of knowing.
So we're losing physical wisdom. Anything else?
I think our relationships are weaker, and I think the search for God is important, and I think ultimate reality still is important in the world today. And I think the best past that gives us some light on the future is that we are so connected to the continuity with the significant technologies around where we eat. It's very interesting where we come together, where we take our time. That's the way it's going to be, and we're going to get to know one another again. And in fact, I think life is a big mistake. I put intimacy with God in the discussion so he can protect people who feel that they love one another because we're not looking at reality. The way it's going to be. Especially those things that were funny.
So we're losing computer technology. Anything else?
Don't, 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 don't
Dodonpa by Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. What a fun song. I enjoy it. And before that, we heard Anything Else by Negative Land. I'm just sort of like, the cat has left. I don't know where the cat went. But so now I'm kind of trying to get off my hip, and this isn't really working for me. Ow. What's going on today? It's sunny, but it's cold outside. Oh, yeah, here you go. Here's what happened last night. I was sitting here last night, and I was watching something. I don't remember what I was watching. And I heard a weird sound. I kept hearing weird sounds. It was high-pitched, squeaky noises. And I thought maybe it was on the video, but then it sounded like it was outside. And I thought, oh, well, what is that? So I muted the TV. And then I thought, oh no, it's just my sinuses whistling. Do you ever get that? My sinuses get dried out, and when I exhale at the end of the breath, then there's this sort of high-pitched whistling. So I thought that was the problem. That wasn't the problem. I was holding my breath, and I had the TV on mute, and I was trying to listen, and I finally heard, yeah, there's raccoons down the streets, squeaking and squabbling at each other, and they eventually sort of moved up the street, and then I couldn't tell where they went. They went somewhere to do some raccoon stuff. So the raccoons are out running about, taking control of my neighborhood. That's always good. I like raccoons. Snoodlers. They're always fun. Alright, so we need some more music, right? We haven't heard from Justin Johnson in a while. What's Justin up to today?
Thank you.
Justin Johnson, always cool. Very, very awesome. And I'm glad I got to hear that, because there's nothing cooler than Justin Johnson.
You gotta get it now.
What the hell?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease.
Kirk Cameron is obviously the anti-Justin Johnson. Kirk Cameron's not cool.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
We've just been determining that Kirk Cameron is the anti-Justin Johnson. It's true. That's just good science. And speaking of science, here's Thomas Dolby with Europa and the Pirate Twins. Thomas Dolby, everyone. Personally, I thought that was his best song. But some people like to disagree. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Oh, man. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit around and wait for a doctor to call me today. Is that going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. I'm just waiting, always waiting for the doctor to call me. Oh, what kind of life is this? How would you rate your life quality? How would you rate your quality of life at this moment? On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 means very satisfied.